The Kingmaker by Clay and Susan Griffith. This production is brought to you by Buzzy Multimedia Audiobooks and is read to you by James Marsters.
Chapter 1. Nightfall draped over no man's land like a burial shroud. Men huddled in freezing, wet trenches and stared into the darkness, terrified of what would erupt from it. Horror. Death. Vampires. Elbows and rifles rested on the ever-crumbling dirt banks. They stared across the plain at the vague shape of their distant objective, the town of Grenoble, surrounded on all sides by the moon-white Alps. Frigid rain had flooded the trenches, and the tramping of thousands of soldiers' feet churned the ground into ragged mud, now iced over from the freezing temperatures. Extremities were victims of frostbite. Every tenth man was already sick, dying, or dead. The only thing that gave them courage as they huddled and shivered in the black and dirty ice was that a legend stood among them. Unaffected by the bitter wind blowing through the hand-hewn trenches of dirt and rock, the Grey Friar stood tall and straight, looking into the ebony maw around them. He wore a dark uniform, but from a different age. He sported a short tunic of a Napoleonic-era rifleman with its intricate piping. His gray trousers and high boots spoke of a long-lost dragoon. Over it all, he wore a heavy cloak. His hand rested on the hilt of his rapier. Even though it was the dead of night, the Grey Friar wore shaded mirror glasses and a Bedouin head wrap concealing his features. He had walked out of the darkness from a solitary...